From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. For some people, sitting down and watching a good movie is not just a pastime, but a way of life. Certain film lovers will know exactly what you mean if you tell them to go home and get your shine box. Or if you say, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. 26-year-old Alexander Sarando of Miami is one of those film lovers. He's a tutor in the English department of Miami-Dade College, but the rest of the time he's writing blog posts for his website, The Thousand Movie Project. And he joins us now. Alex, this sounds like the ultimate binge watch. What is The Thousand Movie Project, and how did this whole thing get started?
Thousand Movie Project is an effort to watch all of the movies that are listed in this big brick of a book called 1001 Movies You Must See Before You Die, trying to watch them all in chronological order and write a response piece to each one.
How many of the 1,000 films have you seen and written about so far?
I've seen about 181 and written probably 150, 160.
How are your blog posts different from other kinds of film reviews? Or are they even film reviews? What are they?
There's a component of the film review in there. I don't think I'm really as competent in critiquing movies as someone who does it for a living. And really, the goal of the Thousand Movie Project is to work as kind of a shoehorn into history. There's an effort in these response pieces to understand the era in which the movie was made, understand the culture in which the movie was made, and also I use them as like a springboard to talk about personal stuff.
Okay, so which is your favorite so far, either favorite film or favorite essay?
Well, an essay that kind of illustrates what the project is about is the one that I wrote about Dracula, with which I've had kind of a complicated relationship as I've gotten older.
Which Dracula?
Oh, the 1931 Bela Lugosi.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
Give us a little of that essay, if you would.
Okay. In 2004, I bought this Legacy Collection Dracula DVD, and as a 13-year-old who loved horror and wanted to at least be cultured, if he couldn't be cool, I thought I could distinguish myself by not only enjoying Todd Browne's 1931 Dracula, but that I'd basically be the coolest teenager alive if I could actually be scared by it, too. It's embarrassing to remember. I sat in front of the movie again and again, trying to be riveted, trying to be scared, and of course, had no luck at all, because not only is the movie too dated to be taken seriously, it's also painfully boring.
Oh, burn. Poor Bela Lugosi. Plan 9 from Outer Space. Did that make the list?
I think that might actually be on the list. It's interesting. The list is very diverse. It's not just trying to show you masterpieces. I think it's just trying to show you the landmarks in cinema history.
Now, last year, you launched public screenings of the films on the list.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different for you watching these films out in public with other people as opposed to watching them at home by yourself?
It's interesting on the one hand just to see how people react. I showed A Night at the Opera, which generated a great reaction, and then I showed Little Caesar from 1931, the first gangster movie with Edward G. Robinson. A wonderful movie. Did not strike the chord I was hoping for. People were not really thrilled with that one. And then actually one of the biggest surprises of the project was when I screened the 1990 version of It, Stephen King's adaptation. I screened it a couple days before Hurricane Irma was set to hit, and 70 people showed up for this 3.5-hour movie, and 45 stayed until the end. And it gave me a sense of what the movies may have meant to people during the Great Depression, during World War II. It's that these people were coming to the movie, and you could see on their faces when we thought Irma was going to be a Category 5, and people were so scared. And so they came to the theater, and they were laughing a little harder than I think they genuinely would. They were having a more dramatic reaction to the movie, a more communal reaction to the movie than they normally would, and I think it's because of the stress of what they were going through at home, preparing for the hurricane. So that was an educational experience of, like, what movies do for people, the experience of movie going.
We've been talking with Alexander Sarando, creator of The Thousand Movie Project. The website is thousandmovieproject.com, and he also hosts free monthly screenings at the Tea and Poets Cafe in South Miami. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.